If I have too austerely punished you,
your compensation makes amends. For I have given you here a third of mine own life, or that for which I live, to once again I tender to thy hand. All thy vexations were but trials of thy love, and thou hast strangely stood the test. Here afore heaven, I ratify this my rich gift. Oh, Ferdinand, do not smile at me that I boast her off. Thou shalt find she will outstrip all praise and make it halt behind her.
I do believe it against an oracle.
Then, as my gift and thine own acquisition, worthily purchased, take my daughter. But if thou dost break her virgin knot before all sanctimonious ceremonies may with full and holy rite be ministered, no sweet aspersion shall the heavens let fall to make this contract grow, but barren hate, sour-eyed disdain and discord shall bestrew the union of your bed with weeds so loathly that you shall hate it both. Therefore take heed, as Hymen's lamp shall light you.
And I hope for quiet days, fair issue, and long life with such love as 'tis now. The murkiest den, the most opportune place, the strongest suggestion our worser genius can, shall never melt mine honor into lust. To take away the edge of that day's celebration, when I shall think or Phoebus' steeds are foundered or night kept chained below.
Fairly spoke. Sit then and talk with her. She is thine own. What, Ariel? I am just your servant, Ariel.
With my good master, here I am.
Thou and thy meaner fellows, your last service did worthily perform. And I must use you in such another trick. Go bring the rabble, or whom I give thee power, here to this place. Incite them to quick motion. For I must bestow upon the eyes of this young couple some vanity of mine heart. It is my promise, and they expect it from me.
Presently.
Aye, with a twink.
Before you can say, come, let go, and breathe twice and cry so, so. Each one, tripping on his toe, will be here, with mop and bone. Do you love him, master? No.
Dearly, my delicate angel, do not approach till thou dost hear me call.
Well, I can...
Look, thou be true. Do not give dalliance too much the rein. The strongest oaths are straw to the fire of the blood. Be more abstemious, or else good night your vow.
I warrant you, sir. The white cold virgin snow upon my heart abates the ardor of my liver.
Well, now come, my Ariel. Bring a corollary rather than want a spirit. Appear, and firstly, no tongue, no eyes. Be silent.
Thank you.
smooth and harmonious, charming. May I be bold to think these spirits?
Spirits which, by mine art, I have from their confines called to enact my present fancies.
Let me live here ever. So rare a wondered father and a wise makes this place paradise.
Sweet now, silence, hush and be mute, or else our spell is marred.
You need cold night of the wandering crops with your frigid frowns and ever harmless looks. Save your Christian earth and on this green land answer your summons,
in some passion that works him strongly.
Never till this day saw I him touched with anger so distempered.
You do look, my son, in a moved sort, as if you were dismayed. Be cheerful, sir. Our revels now are ended. These are actors, as I foretold you, who are all spirits and are melted into air, into thin air. And, like the baseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all which it inherit, shall dissolve, and like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep. Sir, I am vexed. Bear with my weakness. My old brain is troubled. Be not disturbed with my infirmity. If you be pleased, retire into my cell and there repose. A turn or two I'll walk to still my beating mind.
We wish your peace.
Come with the thought.
Thy thoughts I cleave to.
Thank thee, Ariel. Come.
What's thy pleasure?
Spirit, we must prepare to meet with Caliban.
Aye, my commander. I thought to have told thee of it, but I feared lest I might anger thee.
Say again, where didst thou leave these varlets?
I told you, sir, they were red hot with drinking, so full of valor that they smote the air for breathing in their faces, beat the ground for kissing of their feet, yet always bending towards their project. Then I beat my tabor, at which like unbacked colts they pricked their ears, advanced their eyelids, lifted up their noses as they smelt music. So I charmed their ears, that cat-like they my lowing followed, through toothed briars, sharp furzes, pricking goths, and thorns which entered their frail shins. At last I left them, in the filthy mantled pool beyond your cell, there dancing up to the chins, that the foul lake o'er stunk their feet.
This was well done, my bird. Thy shape invisible, retain thou still. Trumpery in my house. Go bring it hither for stale to catch these thieves.
I go.
Devil, on whose nature nurture can never stick. On whom my pains humanely taken, all lost, quite lost. As with age his body uglier grows, so his mind cankers. I will plague them all, even to roaring.
are these, my lord?
My garments, linens, hat, and fine holy spirit, which once I wore in Milan and shall again. Come, hang them on this line.
Pray you tread softly that the blind mole may not hear the footfall. Now are near his cell.
Monster, your fairy, which to save the harmless fairy, has done little better than play the jack with us.
Monster, I do smell all horse piss, at which my nose is in great indignation.
So is mine, do you hear, monster? If I should take a displeasure against you, look you.
Thou wert but a lost monster.
Lord, my lord, give me thy favor still. Be patient. Otherwise, I'll bring thee to shall hoodwink this mischance. Therefore, speak softly. Hushed at midnight, yes.
Aye, sir. But to lose our bottles in the pool.
There's not only disgrace and dishonor in that, monster, but an infinite loss.
That's more to me than my wetting. Yet this is your harmless fairy, monster.
I will fetch off my bottle, though I be o'er ears for my labor.
Pray, my king, be quiet. He's now there.
What does he see?
This is the mouth of the cell. No noise and enter. Do that good mischief which may make this island thine own forever, and I thy Caliban, for I thy foot licker.
Give me thy hand. I do begin to have bloody thoughts.
King Cephalo! Oh,
Peter!
Thou worthy
Slipper!
Look what a wardrobe is here for thee!
Let it alone, thou fool! It is a trap!
Monster! We know what belongs to our frippery! Oh, King Slipper!
Put that gown, Trigger, by this hand! I'll have that gown!
Thy grace shall have it!
The dropsy ground, this fool! What do you mean to go thus with such luggage? Let us alone and do the murder first! If he awake from toe to crown, he'll fill our skins with pinches, make us strange stuff.
Be you quiet, monster. Mistress Lyne, is not this my jerkin? Now is the jerkin under the line. Now, jerkin, you are like to lose your hair and prove a bull, jerkin.
Do we steal by line and your grace?
I thank thee for that joke. Here's a garment for it, which shall not go unrewarded while I'm king of this country. There's another garment for it.
Hey, monster, monster, come put some lime on your fingers and away with the rest.
I will have none on it. We shall lose our time and all be turned to barnacles, or to apes, to poor and villainous low.
Monster, lay to your fingers. Help to bear this away where my hogshead of wine is, or I'll turn you out of my kingdom. Don't you carry this.
Grab this
hand. Ready.
Now.
There it goes, Silver.
Don't charge my goblins to make grind their joints with dry convulsions, shorten up their sinews with aged cramps, and more pitch spotted make them than hard or catamount. Let them be hunted soundly. This hour lie at my mercy all mine enemies. Shortly shall all my labors end. Thou shalt have the air and freedom for a little. Follow and do me service.